It's here and now. As the country marks another Veterans Day, it's worth remembering that the history of the U.S. military includes contributions from a number of segregated units. One unit most Americans know little about, the Borriconeers, a Puerto Rican unit in the U.S. Army that served in World Wars I and II, but really rose to prominence during the Korean War. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WNPR's Lucy Napotancho reports on a movement to honor these vets with a Congressional Gold Medal.
Frank Medina is an Iraq War veteran living in Orlando, Florida. He graduated from West Point and knows everything there is to know about the Borriconeers. The unit's history is part of his family roots.
The 65th Infantry Regiment is the pride of Puerto Rico.
Medina was born in Ponce. His grandfather was one of more than 20,000 Puerto Rican men who enlisted in the U.S. Army as early as World War I. The 65th Infantry Regiment became known as the Borriconeers because almost all the men came from Borrincon, the indigenous Taino name for Puerto Rico.
My grandfather came back from the Korean War, not the same aunt. There are a lot of veterans out there from all wars that come back and they're not the same. They seek closure. They seek emotional closure.
Medina's grandfather has since passed away. But when the former Army captain attended a veterans recognition event last year, some Borriconeers brought up a good point. Why hadn't their regiment received the Congressional Gold Medal, like the Tuskegee Airmen or the Montford Point Marines, other segregated units? So Medina formed a grassroots organization to lobby legislators. He says the honor is justified, given the valor the Borriconeers showed on the battlefield during the Korean War.
They were masters at hand-to-hand combat and warfighting skills, and this was evident in that they had the last recorded regimental-sized bayonet assault against enemy forces, overtaking a key Chinese hill position. The 65th Infantry was one of the key elements that defended the evacuation path of the 1st Marine Division in one of the greatest military withdrawals in U.S. history.
During their service, the Borriconeers faced discrimination and setbacks. Language barriers between the soldiers and their commanding officers were problematic at times and reflected on the regiment's cohesiveness near the end of the war. Some members of the unit were court-martialed on charges of desertion and disobeying orders of superior officers. Despite the struggles, the Borriconeers were proud of their service. They say it was proof of Puerto Rico's loyalty to the continental U.S. Just ask 91-year-old Luis Rodriguez, who shows me his hometown on a map.
You can see the mountains up there. That's where I come from. Calle Puerto Rico.
The children of Rodriguez say their father doesn't leave home without a particular blue hat. Across the front of the cap, World War II and Korean War veteran are stitched in thick gold lettering. In his living room, a picture hangs prominently on the wall. It's a younger Sergeant First Class Luis Rodriguez, who was honorably discharged in 1958. He says he'd welcome the recognition from Congress.
They gave it to me? They did a good job by saying, hey, thanks God you did your job. I came back alive, and I can't complain now.
Supporters of the Congressional Medal for the 65th say Rodriguez is one of an estimated 500 Borriconeers still alive today. And time is running out for lawmakers to pass the bill awarding the unit with the Congressional Gold Medal. The family of 93-year-old Felix Rosado Melendez are watching to see what happens. At the Patriarch's wake earlier this month, Migdalia Morales says her father served proudly and would have appreciated the honor.
He was very proud of his regiment. He was very proud. He always wore on Veterans Day, he always wore his hat and his American flag on his wheelchair. So he hoped that they would get that medal.
According to the Borriconeer Congressional Gold Medal Alliance, there are enough co-sponsors in the U.S. House to pass the bill, but so far only 21 senators have pledged their support, far below the 67 needed to honor the Borriconeers. For Here and Now, I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil in Hartford.